Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and he beat me.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Henry Hutchison, the author of Dirty Little Secrets, a Family Business, the president of Family Business USA. Put a .com on the end of that, and you'll find his website. Henry, you work with family businesses all the time to help them get themselves oriented and maximizing the value of the family to the business, the value of the business to the family. But as we enter the new year, what advice do you have for people who maybe are thinking about making a transition from one generation to the next?
You know, the thing that I tell everybody is that you need to come to the realization that you are a family business, and being in a family business is different. The failure rate is very high, and those that succeed are those that realize that you have to put forth a little bit of effort and to begin. Sit the family down and just make that declaration. Hey, guys, 2016, I'm calling this a family meeting. We're all family. We're all in business together. We need to be conscious that things are a little bit more difficult because we're a family business. And let's continue to have these meetings as we go forward to make sure we're all on the same page and talking about, you know, what we're wanting out of this whole thing, so that we're all talking to each other. And let's all be aware of that. That's what I'm telling all my clients at the beginning of 16 is sit down and just remember all of that. And
so sort of a commitment consensus.
Exactly. Exactly. Everything's not going to be perfect at the moment. Nothing's ever going to be perfect. But at least if you've got a commitment to be aware that you're a family business and you're going to sit down and talk about things respectfully and honestly, and at the end of this thing, it'll be a lot easier to work out because we've been talking to each other honestly about all of this.
Do you ever go to a board and have them say, okay, draw a line, do the old Ben Franklin close balance sheet kind of thing and say, okay, on this side of the line, we're going to write down all the reasons why it's great to be a family business. And on the other side of the line, we're going to write down all the things that maybe aren't so great. You ever do anything like that?
We do, and it's just part of a process of pulling things out in the open and making everybody aware that, hey, I didn't know that you were unhappy about that.
Or hey, wait a minute. We've been kind of minimizing the fact that we get these advantages from the company, or maybe some of the things that the family business is providing or is going to provide, maybe they're out in the future that maybe we aren't valuing right now.
Right, exactly. I was with a client a couple of weeks ago, and it's like you said earlier, you know, Dad started this company, he's been running it forever, but it's time for the company to change, and he's kind of stuck in his ways, and 13 of them stood around and said, Dad, we need to kind of take this thing off in a different direction if we're going to succeed at some point. He knows it in his head. He knows it in his head. But they have never sat down and had these types of conversations.
Right.
It's the first one they'd ever had.
Well, you know, years ago, my wife and I sat down, and I said something, and you might imagine it would be me bringing this up. I said, you know, I don't need anything for my birthday or Christmas or anniversary. Do you? And she said, no. I said, from now on those days, I'm going to make an extra payment on a piece of real estate. That's going to be your birthday present or your Christmas or whatever. We've been doing that for years.
Yep.
And that was just that because we knew that was something that we agreed both of us would benefit from. It's not like we needed anything. We probably were going to buy each other something that we didn't need, and this way it went toward a common goal. What do you think? It's not very romantic, but it works.
It does work, and if you've got mutual agreement on its benefits, then that's why it works. Is that you've spoken about it, you've agreed to it, it's real. And it makes sense.
The what are some of the other things that you're talking to your family businesses about now?
Well, you know, one of the big, it's called The Dirty Little Secrets, and the book filled with it. I mean, the purpose of the book is to take a bunch of family business scenarios and share them with everybody, and it's a learning experience. But one of the things that I've really grown to understand over the years is that, yeah, you want to know if your kids are interested and capable. And let's say that they are. Let's say you can get them there. The next step is, you know, is dad willing to step out? Is mom willing to step out?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you need to leave. It's that you need to make enough room for the next generation to get their hands on this thing.
That's the greatest challenge, isn't it, turning loose?
It is, because you've done this thing your whole life. You're an expert at it. You know how it's done. And it's so much easier. Literally, it was said to me last week, it's so much easier if I do it. And I know it's easier. But they got to do it. They got to be able
right.
to do it without.
You're not going to live forever.
Exactly. But the third piece that people really forget about and ignore is that, hey, my kids are interested and capable. I'm stepping back. I'm handing over the reins. Things are looking good.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one problem. Can those kids, can that next generation work together? Can they communicate together?
Mm-hmm.
That's not something you leave to chance.
Yep.
You got to make sure that's there, because that's one of the big factors on why they
tossing them the keys is not the right way to do it, is it?
Exactly.
You got to prepare them. Henry, give us the website one more time, please.
We're at familybusinessusa.com.
And the book is called Dirty Little Secrets of Family Business. Find out more about it there, as well as on Amazon and other bookstores. Hey, Henry, come back soon. Good job today.
Enjoyed it, Jim. Thank you.
See you next time. Henry Hutchison, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.